Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting Daf Lamed Dal Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud. Rav Omar, Iyushi Bnuya Oyhalim. If you have a city, then all the dwellings there is in tents. It's not a permanent structure. They don't join together to be a city that you can do a 2,000 amma from the city, but every tent stands on its own, and you measure 2,000 amma from each tent. Tzrifim and burgonim are different types of huts. The tzrifim is made out of a type of straw, and the burgonim is made for the guards of the fields. And that could say it to be more of a permanent structure in comparison to the tent. So then it is moided min achitzon. Then you take the external one, you measure from there, meaning this becomes like a city, like any other city that you measure 2,000 amo from the external structure. Sigma, hey, siv asi, asi, vechtiv, v'yati elecho michutz l'machaneh. If you tell me that in tents is not considered to be a permanent structure, and Yimele is not considered to be one big city. So when I saw we're going in the Midbar, and the Gemara now seems to understand that they're living in tents. And it says in the Torah that when they have to go to the bathroom, they have to go mechutz l'machaneh. The machaneh is three persoas. How do they go out the whole machaneh? Every tent on its own is considered to be its own dwelling, and only from there you could do 2,000 amo. So how do they go the entire machaneh? Someone that was in one side of the machaneh, how did he walk the entire machaneh to go to the bathroom behind the machaneh? How they relieve themselves when they're in the machaneh? He asked the following question. It says the Moshe Rabbeinu, he took his tent to put it outside the machaneh. What happens in Shabbos if they have to go to ask Moshe a question? So Bishwa, if you tell me the entire machaneh is one big city, so they have 2,000 amos from the edge of the machaneh. But if you're saying that every tent stands on its own, so someone who lives in one edge of the machaneh, how did he reach the Bishwendish of Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, Moshe Asalem, Shloisha Tzrifim, Vishloisha Burgonim. Says the Gemara, yes, every time they did a machaneh, Moshe Rabbeinu built like three huts, three different types of huts, made a permanent structure. Mimeil, this entire area became a city, and now they can walk with a machaneh. And the chiddush over here is the Shloisha Tzrifim, Shloisha Burgonim. Because of that, all the tents join together to become one big city. Because once you have permanent structures in the city, so also the temporary structures join there. Says the Gemara, and this is a Gemara that we already saw a few times in the past. It's like, well, it attempts to be an answer. It says, you know, when they were traveling, they didn't travel based on their own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to travel or to camp. It was L'Pia Dibur. So anything that happens, L'Pia Dibur, is considered to be something which is permanent. So even though they were living in tents, but because it was L'Pia Dibur, so it's considered to be a permanent thing, and that's why it's considered to be a city where they have, you measure 2,000 amos from the edge. On Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba, and Rabbi Yisrael one argues. Says, no, mikivad shiftichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu mechitzim l'oritz kemoshu l'sha. That's the Yisrael Rav Chaim, based on the Gemara and Shabbos. He says, no, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, meaning you're not going to be staying in the Midbar. This whole journey in the Midbar is very temporary. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So it's even more temporary than a regular temporary place. Any temporary place, you never know, he may become permanent. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you're not staying over here. So it's very permanent, very, very temporary. Says the Gemara, so you have to say the answer of Rav Avin that there were some permanent structures that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The Gemara goes on, and we learned that when you have a city, you create a square around the city. So even though the city maybe has angles, and maybe the corners of the city are a little shorter, you make a complete square around the city. So they want this square, how do you do it? Merabo ribua oilum. The square is going to be in the direction of the square of the world, which means of the different angles of the world. As the one explains, we make sure that the south of the square is facing the south of the world. The west of the square is facing the west of the world. When you create a square around the city, I don't care to what direction the city is facing, you create a square which is aligned with the directions of the world. Let's say he doesn't know where exactly is east and west. He doesn't know exactly the ruchus. How will he figure it out? You will come and you learn from the seasons, from where the sun rises and the sun sets and the seasons, as the Gemara explains. The first day of the Tammuz season is the longest day of the year. And then the sun rises from the furthest place in the east, meaning in the northeast corner of the world. And the first day of Tkufas Tevis, of the Tevis season, which is the winter, that's the shortest day of the year. And then the sun rises on the other edge of the east, meaning in the southeast corner of the world. So once you know these two edges, Mimele Elu Pnei Mizrach. So the place where the sun rises in Tkufas Tammuz, that's the northeast corner. And the place where the sun rises in Tkufas Tevis, that is the southeast corner. Now, Mimakom Shachamas Shikas Be'echad Tkufas Tevis, the place where the sun sets on the first day of Tkufas Tevis, which is the shortest day of the year, that is the southwest corner of the world. The place where it sets in the first day of Tkufas Tammuz, which is the longest day of the year, which that is the northwest corner. And mainly, if you know the southwest corner and the northwest corner, so you know the entire west. Elu pnei mayrov. V'ashar tzofon v'dorim. Now, mainly, where the sun goes the entire day is in the south, and where the sun does not touch, we don't see the sun in that area, that's the north. That's the pasuk that says, the sun is going in the south. In the north, you don't see the sun in the north. It seems as if the sun is hidden in the behind the sky in the north. So it's always, any day, even the shortest day of the year, the sun will be traveling, so to speak, through the south and side of the world, and it will never be in the northern side of the world. It will be covered, and you won't see it in the night. Then there's days in the year where the sun is going through these places, and days of the year which it doesn't. Sometimes it's soiviv, and sometimes it's shav, and that is pnei mizrach v'mayrov, the east and the west, which depends how long the day is, if you see the sun those sides or not. So based on the seasons, you can figure out the different directions of the world. Ask the Gemara, Nicho b'shiloi u'beis salomim. I understand in Shiloh, which was a permanent place, Beis Shalom, the Beis Hamikdash, there they figured out exactly the different directions of the world. They knew exactly where the east is. And what the Gemara is going to build up to in this question is how in the Mishkan, every time they were camping, they knew exactly where to do the east side of the Mishkan. But in the meantime, the Gemara just adds a few things regarding the Shiloh Beis Shalom. Tamar v'acho b'shev Shmuel bar Yitzchok, kama yogu nevim rishonim. How much they toiled, the first Revim, La'asoyz Shara Mizrachi, which is the east gate of Beis HaMikdosh, when the Aflamet Ha'amud Beis, She'te'achamo metzamtzemes bo'i be'ech betkufas Tevis u'be'ech betkufas Tammuz. So as Reb Chaim explains, through the eastern gate of Beis HaMikdosh, you were able to see the furthest place on the east where the sun is in Tkufas Tammuz, and the furthest place in the east where the sun rises in Tkufas Tevis. The entire eastern side of the world you could see from the Shara Mizrachi. Says the one Shiva Shemos Nikruloi, the seven names that this Shara had. And the war brings seven places where it says in the Navi different names. Shar Sur, Shar Yesoid, Shar Charisis, Shar Eton, Shar Tovach, Shar Chodosh, and Shar Elyon. These are the seven names, and the Gemara explains each one. Shar Sur, Shashama, Yutmein, Porshim. The Tmein need to leave when they come to this gate, because Minat Toyo, this place, is a place where Tome can't go in. Hado Dichtiv, Suryo Tome, Korulomri. The Tome should move from here. Shar Yisoid, Shashama, Yumiastim, Esa Alocha. That's where the Sanhedrin sat. So there was a Yisoid of the Alocha. They established the Alocha. Shar Charisis, what is that? That's our sugyo. From here you see the eastern side of the world, you know exactly, and it's exactly directed to the eastern side where you see the sun. And that's why it's called Cheresis, because you call the sun Cheres. So Cheresis is the name of the sun. Shara'ito, why is it called that way? Shumishamesh Kniso V'Yitzio, because that's where you go in and out. And Reb Chaim explains that Itun is Loshon Bil. Shara Tover Shumi Yusod bin Shnei Shorim. It's between two other gates. Shara Chodosh Hashem Chichu Sofim Sa'alocha, a special halacha that we learned over there regarding Tful Yoim. which is a Gemara in Zvachim. Sha'arel yoin shulamalo in Gdusha me'ezas Yisrael ha'chayil ve'ezas nashim u'malei seiru ha'isu be'isalamim was only based on Mikdush. There was a higher level of Gdusha because in the Mishkan, the entire area of the Mishkan had the same Gdusha. So the Gemara brought all this to talk to me about the Shara Mizuch and Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara concludes the question and asks, over Midbar, Miyayam, Echavin, Lemsa, Ruchos. But out in the Midbar, they knew exactly where to do the Ruchos to make the eastern gate of the Mishkan towards the east. So the Gemara of Acho, Oron, Ayam, Echavin, Lemsa, Ruchos. The Oron showed them where to do it. Hadodati, that's what the Pasuk says. Venoso, Akeosim, Noise, HaMikdash. The Keosim, what are they carrying? Zeh Oron. They're carrying the Aron. Ve'kimu es ha-mishkon ad boyin. That's the pasuk. So one dash is, who's kimu the mishkon? Hikru b'nei merari es ha-mishkon. Ad boyom b'nei keos shalem ayor Aron nosun. Who's carrying the Aron? B'nei keos. Who's the one who's building the structure of the mishkon? The b'nei merari. So what does it mean v'nosu keosim b'nei se ha-mikdash? Mash over here, in this pasuk, that the keosim are going first. But then it says, ve'kimu es ha-mishkon es b'nei merari. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, you see if you read like this. The Keosim came second. First, the Bnei Merari came. But how did they know how to measure and to figure out where is exactly the east? The Aron of Bnei Keos told them. So the Aron, so to speak, showed them the eastern side. And based on that, they knew where to make the structure. And then Bnei Keos put the Aron into the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, Ketzadu Yisrael Me'achim HaMidbar. How exactly Am Yisrael walked to the Midbar? Why? Because Am Yisrael, when they camped, they had a very specific structure. They were surrounding the Mishkan. When they walked, when they traveled, did they have that same structure or they walked a different way? So more brings two opinions. Rav Acha bar Chanina, Rav Shai Chadoma Ketevo. They walked like a square, the same way they camped, that's the same way that they walked. V'charino Amar Kekoivo. No, it was a straight line. It went one shavit behind the other in a straight line. It was a different shape than they went when they camped. Mando Amar Ketevo, the one who said that they had the same shape, because Kasha Yachanu Keniso, the same way they camped, that's how they traveled. It says the Shevedon was the last one, was the Masif, was the one in behind. If they're going as a table, they're going as a square, he's not behind. He's sitting down with two other Shvatim. What is going to be having, what is going to do with the Pasuk that teaches you that the other Mandarma learned table that says Kashay Yachanu Ken Yisoh? Everything was a piyadibur. The same way they camped based on what Hashem told them, they also traveled based on what Hashem told them. And man the maketevo, the one who says that they had the shape of the same way of the chanoyo, mame kayim kekoyro, what is he going to do with the postuk that seems to prove that they walked like a koyro, like a beam, because it says maasav kol avachanos, that tzivoyis with shevet down was maasav. Small if he shifted shaldan merube beruchlusim, he had many, many people. Haya nerseya b'achroni, he was going last. Kol mishamaya bedovar ha-machzir eloi. Anyone who lost something, he would return it to them. Hado dechtiv maasav kol avachanos, that tzivoyis, he was the last. Meaning, even though they were going as a square, the same shape that they went, that they camped, but still, because Shevedan had so many people, there were always people in his Shevet dragging behind. Meaning, naturally, the more people you have, the more you're not going in the same form. So Shevedan, which was Merubi Uchlusim, he had many people dragging behind, and therefore they're the ones that found all the things that were lost from Machne Yisrael. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Erevin Daf Lamed Hei.